the regular business for this evening, and we have one under old business, and that's case number 11,375, and it's a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Mr. Chairman, just to let you know, we did receive, the office received a letter with some exhibits from the applicant. It appears to me that what the applicant has asked for is an opportunity to kind of rehear some things or be able to present some additional testimony. I've spoken with the office today about that, and we looked at it, kind of came in around the time of the holiday. So we had, if there is additional testimony that would be presented in this case, I think we would need to set a new date and re-advertise. What appears to be before us is sort of a motion to allow for that. If the board, I think at this point the board would really have two options. One would be to allow for that to happen. The second one is if you thought you had enough evidence in front of you to make a decision, you certainly could do that as well. The applicant, there is a motion for rehearing process in our rules anyhow, after a board decision. I did want to put that on the record because I see Mr. Ott is here, and I presume the applicants are with him. So, I did want to make sure the board was aware that there had been this kind of request submitted by the applicant.
Okay. So what you're saying is there's more evidence that they would like to present?
They have submitted a letter with some exhibits, and they would basically have asked an opportunity to be able to testify, but because the record was closed at the last hearing, if mm-hmm. we were going to do that, I think we would need to re-advertise for a new hearing, and if to give them an opportunity
sure.
to do that.
Sure.
Conversely, it is the applicants seeking relief, and if the board felt that you had enough decision to make enough information to make a decision, you have that right as well to make that.
Okay.
So I just want to make you aware that they had submitted that request.
All right. Well, appreciate that.
I'd like to see some more information because I'm just not really sure yet. I'd like to have more information. I'd like to have them testify. I would.
So you're making it to allow them to vote, to allow them to have
re-advertise it.
Re-advertise it.
That's mine. That's my opinion.
All right.
That's mine.
So Mr. Riggers, that's two. Mr. Hudson?
I'm okay if that's what the board wants to do.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
I'm fine with it.
And I'm fine with it then also. That's the majority of the board. Okay, then we need a motion to... We have this one here.
I think your motion would be to set this for a motion to reopen the hearing and set it for re-advertise and set it for a new hearing date.
So moved.
Can it be all new application?
No, I think it would be the same one.
Same one.
Just it would be re-advertised.
Okay.
What's in the record is still in the record. It's just a reopening of the case to allow for additional evidence and testimony and that sort of thing to come in.
Okay. So I have a motion then by Mr. Mr. Rickards, and second by Mr. Mills. And second by Mr. Rickards, that we reopen the hearing on case number 11,375.
Right.
To allow new testimony to be presented. Okay?
Right.
And all those in favor of the motion, that will go again. Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, in reference to case number 11,375, to allow to reopen the hearing for evidence to be presented. And it would be the same one. So, motion approved. Okay. Then that will be all of the business for this evening, unless someone else happens. Mr. Light, do you have anything for us?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay, hearing none.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All right, you have a motion. That, and second, that we adjourn. In reference to, wait, I have one thing. Reference to this May the 9th workshop. We need to notify them ourselves. Is that correct, Mr. Wright?
Well, you could notify them, right, Mr. Knight?
What, Canalkin?
If, no.
For this board, for this case?
If we wanted to go, they have to have...
For those that want to go? For what?
Want to go?
For that...
For this planning class?
Let me know so I can buy Todd so we can get, make sure we have the funds to allow you to go.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I won't know before this Friday. I'm going to be able to get all, you know, be able to confirm.
That's not until May 9th.
Okay.
I just need to know when it, probably within this week.
Like May 8th? I can let you know.
Need to know this week.
I can let you know by Thursday, the latest.
I can let you know.
Those that'll be attending?
I won't be able to.
To notify Mr. Lang by midweek?
Anytime this week, fine.
Okay.
If I wear my hat, I'm going to need protection.
I know I'm not going to wear that hat. Okay.